This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. I hope everyone who was on vacation enjoyed it. It is Monday, January 29th, 2024. We continue on Test Vav Amin Aleph 15a. It is the second section, and it's the green text. Ba'amine Rabbah Nachman. So Rabbah asked Rabbah Nachman, Ba'amine Rabbah Yochanan Rabbah Yanai. Some say Rabbah Yochanan asked Rabbah Yanai. What if it was a leap year, right? So in a Jewish leap year, right, the last 2 months of the year are Shvat and then Adar, and then comes Nisan. So we add an extra Adar. So the question the Gemara is posing is, right, maybe that first Adar is really kind of Shvat number two, and the second Adar is really Adar. Should we move the Rosh Hashanah for the trees, right, the demarcation date for all these things we've been discussing, into the first Adar, or should we leave it in plain old Shvat? So Amar Leh, so the response is, Halaych Achar Rov Shanah, you follow the majority of the years, the majority of the year, Shvat is Shvat, even in a leap year, Tu B'Shvat remains Tu B'Shvat. Okay. Amar Rabba, right? So Rabba says the following, and this is going to take us to the next couple of days, or a few days even, right? We have produce that either begins in the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle and then is picked on the seventh, or is started on the seventh, goes into the eighth. And what is the halacha with regard to two things? Number one, Maaser, right? Maaser in the sixth year is Maaser Rishon, the first tithe, and Maaser Ani, the poor man's tithe, or the poor woman's tithe, the poor person's tithe. In the first year, it would be, right, if the first year, meaning the eighth year, which is the first year of a Shemitah cycle, is Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, the first tithe to the Levi, the second tithe you bring to Shalai. There's also a question of Biur Maaseros. Biur Maaseros means that I have to get rid, sorry, not Biur Maaseros, Biur Shviis. That's there's also Biur Maaseros, but that's not what we're talking about here. Biur Shviis means that if I have Shemitah produce, it's no longer available in the field, I have to get rid of it from my home. That's the Biur, literally the getting rid of, like Biur Chametz. If you get rid of our Chametz, you have to get rid of the Shemitah fruit from your house. Okay. Amar Rab, with that introduction, Esrog Bas Shishis, an Esrog that is, right, a sixth year Esrog, Shenichnasa L'Shvi'is, right, but it comes into Shvi'is, which, right, means it's kind of the big, develops, forms in the sixth year, but it is picked on the seventh year. P'tura min ha-maiser u'p'tura min ha-biur. Meaning you don't have to take maiser, right, because it's in the seventh year. But you're also, even though you picked it in the seventh year, it is exempt from biur, and at some level it's still considered produce of the sixth year. Well, we're going to flesh all of this out, but you don't have to do biur shviis on that esra. Uba shviis, but what about one that grows in the seventh, the shenichnas al shminis, that is picked in the eighth year? P'tura b'maiser v'chayeves b'viur. Right, so that one is pater from maiser because, right, it grew in the seventh year. It's a Shemitah Esro. There's no maiser, there's no tithing in the seventh year. But it is chayav in biur, right? In some regard, it's still considered a Shemitah Esrog, and you'd have to get rid of it when the Esrogim are no longer available in the field. So I'm allowed baye bishlama seifa lechumra. Right, I understand in the seifa we go lechumra, we obligate it in biur. Ella, right, that's a chumra, right? Obviously, if you have to get rid of it from your house as opposed to not getting rid of it, that's a stringency, that's a chumra. Ella reisha, but in the reisha, right, where we have the 60-year esro going into the seventh year, where it's pater from both, right? Ptura al habiur amai. Why should it be exempt from biur? Let's invoke this chumra rule. Let's be stringent, and let's say that really it's a seventh year esrog, and we should be machmir, and we should have to do biur. So the Gemara says, no, De'amrinan zil basar chanata. No, because really, really we go, right? Chanata again is the formation of the fruit. Likita is the picking of the fruit, right? And that was the argument we've seen before by Nesro, which is the determining stage, right? Chanata like fruits or likita, picking like vegetables. So in the Reisha, we say you go by the formation. Right, the formation is in the sixth year. It is a sixth year esrog. So even if you picked it in the seventh year, right, the biur of Shemitah doesn't apply because it is a sixth year fruit. Okay, but now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Ihachi, if that's really true, tichayiv b'maiser, then if it's a sixth year esrog, then you have to tithe, you have to give maiser, because in the sixth year there is maiser. So amar lei, right, the response is, no, that's not practical. If you picked it in the sixth year, of course you have to give ma'aser. But hakol, right, yad hakol mimash b'shimba. V'at amar t'chayev b'ma'aser. Right, everybody's hand gets to touch it, meaning it's already hefker. In the Shemitah year, in the seventh year, even though it's a sixth year fruit, it's not your sixth year fruit anymore. Everybody gets to take it. And you're saying it's chayev and ma'aser. That's crazy. It can't be. It's practically impossible, because all of the produce is hefker, is rendered ownerless, so there's nobody to give the ma'aser. Rav Hamnuna, Amar Rav Hamnuna says, Bas shishit shenichnasa l'shvit, la'olam shishis, right? The sixth year esrog that goes into the seventh year is always a sixth year produce, right? We follow the formation of the fruit. Ubas shvi'is hanichnasa l'shminis, and the seventh year esrog that goes into the eighth year, the olam shviis, is always a seventh year fruit because we always follow the formation. We always follow the chanata and not the lakita, not the picking. So he is consistent. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.